Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. This is Emily.
This is Rachel.
And I'm Chan.
Chan is joining us all the way from Japan for yet another Shiny album review. I think you've been on the last three Shiny album reviews.
Maybe two, if I remember.
Maybe two.
Yeah. One to talk about Taemin, or maybe that was just me talking about Taemin as usual. And definitely one for, what was it called? The light one?
Mm-hmm. It was the one with the fox. There's three albums. That
it has
one.
Light in it, yep.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. But we're back for a review of Hard, which is SHINee's 15th anniversary comeback CD. Also, a very funny name, I do have to say. I think we have to get that out of the way, that it's called Hard.
The teasers were hilarious, with literally just like Key's voice echoing Hard.
I know.
Like, no context whatsoever.
Nice.
There was like this tweet that was like, it's going to be SHINee's 69th music show win with the song Hard. We all need to come together and make it happen.
Oh my God.
Hard. It is the 8th Korean language studio album for SHINee. It was released June 26th, 2023. And it is the first album since their youngest member, Taemin, completed his military service, and it marks their 15th anniversary. Very highly anticipated. I was extremely hyped for this album. What about y'all?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I miss Taemin very much while he was gone. So
yeah, I was having a lot of SHINee withdrawals. And I knew that, like, if I, you know, once I listen to SHINee, I don't stop listening to them for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, before the album, I kind of like prepped myself by like listening to some of their old songs, seeing some of their old videos. And it just made me realize how like very special they are, considering how long I've been a fan.
Mm. How long have you been a fan?
So I became a Shawol when I saw the Lucifer MV on YouTube in 2010.
Oh my God, that is literally the same for us. That music video in 2010.
Yeah,
an awakening.
I think I saw it at home. And then the next day, I like talked to all my friends about it in math class. I was like, have you heard of SHINee? Have you seen this Lucifer music video? Y'all, it's crazy.
I remember being like, there's a guy and it's like his girlfriend is a car and they're doing dance moves. It's insane. And I literally cannot stop listening to this. Okay.
That converted me.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to break this down track by track. And we're just going to go in order of the album. And we're going to talk about the first song, which is Hard, the name of the album, but also the lead single of this album. We go hard. Hard like a criminal, hard like the pit. Hard like my flow, 너도 원했니? 밤이 녹은 만큼 뜨겁고 진한 새로운 힘 멈추지 못했다지. Hard like a criminal, hard like. This is a song that's in the same vein, I think, as Don't Call Me, in that it's way more hip-hop focused than pop focused or R&B focused. I just love Key's little black shorts outfit. Men need to wear more shorts. I'm saying it right now. Men, wear more shorts. 4-inch inseams, please.
Jesus.
I think I like their sweater vest combos a little more than the like modern colorful outfits. I don't know. I think I'm just a sucker for shorts on guys. I think that might be what is my bias on that. The chorus to this song starts so amazing. It's such an earworm. Like the backing is quiet, but the percussion is strong. And they're literally singing about a hard beat, and the hard beat is there. And then the lyrics repeat, but this time it's like full 90s hip hop groove. Minho looks very good at this music video. I found myself staring at him quite a bit, rewinding some parts. Taemin is wearing what I like to call a Bret Michaels hat, which is a hat with extensions on the hat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, Taemin, not the Bret Michaels.
Once again, making bad hair decisions.
I swear, like the triangle of like good song, good outfits, good hair, shiny can only have two at any point. Like the long hair though, I was like, I miss Taemin's really long hair days. That was such an era for him, like mm-hmm. like Lucifer long hair. But mm-hmm. I was not digging this Bret Michaels wig hat. He was also,
what do you like more though, the wig hat that Taemin was wearing in this music video or Key's mullet when he was doing his solo work a few years ago?
Oh my god,
which one would you choose if you had to choose one?
The mullet, I guess.
The mullet.
I guess. If you're making me choose. Mullets are like somewhat in style now. So there's that. True. I love that Taemin was like vibing with the blue paint on his hands, which gave me a similar sensation to watching the Madness by Moonbin and Sanha of Astro, where they had the black goo on their hands. Mm. Something about that in my lizard brain was like, yes, more goo. My lizard brain really enjoyed that. The editing of this music video, I thought SM has done similar things for NCT. I wanted a little bit more like unique concept for them. Like, this is their 15th anniversary. SM has made an ungodly amount of money off of them. Give them the budget to have a really awesome, unique, out-of-the-box music video. Their pre-debut single, I thought, was really nice because they were actually outside. But I was like, if you're going to do a box set, they should be spending so much money on this box set. To me, I was like, this kind of looks like an NCT thing that they've already done before. So.
Wow. I have a different opinion about the budget. I think that they did spend a lot of money on this comeback. If you look at all of their varied stages and like stage outfits and how many backup dancers they have for like all of their songs. So maybe they ran out with the music video.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Possible.
I did like the music video in itself though. I thought it was like well edited enough for what it was.
It wasn't bad by any means at all. And I love the song. I wanted something a little more unique, something a little more shiny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for a little bit of Shiny's back. Just a little. Just a little.
So to be honest, when I first heard it, I was very taken aback. I was like shocked. I think I had my mouth agape and like, and I didn't know whether it was like good or bad, to be honest, because like the intro verse, like the piano little riff thing came in. And then all of a sudden, like the beat immediately just dropped. Yeah. I also thought that the lyrics and like just the presentation was quite like braggadocious for a K-pop song, and especially like a shiny song. Not that it doesn't exist, but like it wasn't as like prominent in their previous tracks. But I think if any group deserves to be braggadocious and proud of their achievements, it's SHINee.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that this type of song has been bubbling up for a long time for them. And I initially thought that all of them were on board and they chose it personally as a title track. But recently they came out with like a behind the scenes album recording. And apparently ONU wanted Juice to be their title track. Which I thought was very interesting. Both of them are like very little hard. Yeah. But yeah, like the fact that they chose that versus like a more typical Shawol fan service song.
Sure.
I think, yeah, it's very interesting. And I thought that the sound was very fresh and it stands out compared to other modern K-pop songs, even though I'm sure they were influenced by them. Like, I think Key especially says that they wanted a song that made like new fans want to listen to them. I like that it really stands out. And I'm pretty sure that's why it's doing so well in like the music shows and stuff.
And it definitely sounds unique.
Yeah. Even though the genre may be a little bit like jarring, or I guess the music or the sound might be a little jarring for like Shawol fans, we have to remember that SHINee was originally supposed to be a hip hop group. Can you imagine if they had gone with this sound this entire time? Oh, but man. I think it's like trying to honor their roots, you know? Mm-hmm. Like they were supposed to be a more like, I guess, edgy image, which is strange because all of them were in their teens when I debuted. Know.
They were so baby too. Yeah, like they were. So cute.
So at first I thought, as Emily said, like this was very NCT. Like this song may have gone to NCT, but the more I listened to it, the more I realized that like the lyrics, composition, and choreo are all unmistakably SHINee. And all of them were given a significant amount of vocal and speak song lines. Mm-hmm. Like the line distribution was like very even. They could all pull it off because of how confident they are with their delivery. If you think about it, like in their comeback, they're missing two of their main vocalists, but they still pulled everything off so wonderfully. Yeah. I especially thought that like, you know, Key's voice echoing hard. And like the teasers were like really hilarious, but like in the song, it makes sense. And I don't think that any of the song was taken unseriously, if that makes sense. And my favorite part of the song actually was when he said the chorus or like the anti-drop or whatever with his super low voice. I had no idea that his voice could go so low. It really had me in a chokehold.
Quaking.
Yeah. I was like, I'll never see him the same way again. I think he's kind of my bias record for this album. And it kind of shows that like his solo debuts, or not his debuts, but like his recent solo releases have prepared him very well for this album. I think he's like so much more confident in his delivery, and like his stage presence is just like incredible.
Yeah. So
this is the Bias Wrecker SHINee album because we are all Taemin stans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think from the time of recording, they've won 4 shows with this song. You know, well-deserved, like, honestly. And while it took me a few listens to, like, really get it, I'm really not mad at it being the title track. And I've grown very attached to it, especially seeing how hard they went with like recording and like the styling and like the music video. Like the whole package just makes this song like very special to me. And that is my SHINee rant number one.
Yeah, this is probably gonna be the longest we talk about a single song on this album. This song is not the type of sound that I usually expect from SHINee, but I really did like this song a lot. I see where you guys are coming from with NCT vibes, but I was also getting Stray Kids and like old BTS, like debut BTS, when they were leaning a lot heavier into like more of like rapping and more of a hip hop and more of like a hard sound. I can't say that I was in love with the styling for this music video.
Yeah.
I think all of them are so handsome, but I felt like most of them were like drowning in like the amount of clothing that they had put on top of them. I feel like Minho probably fared better than the rest, but I think that's because he's overall just like a taller, slightly broader than everyone else in the group, so he could carry it a little bit better. But yeah, I wasn't a fan of the styling too much. I feel like, and forgive me if I'm wrong, because this is just my opinion, but I almost feel like he and Taemin like switched vibes in this music video. Like usually Taemin is very baby girl, but Key was very baby girl in this music video. And Taemin almost seemed like harder, like he almost stepped into the role of like a rapper in this song, which I was not expecting at all.
Can I interject a little?
Yes, please. So,
there was a behind the scenes recording of Hard that was released yesterday. And while Taemin was recording his lines, he was getting really self-conscious because he was sounding too cute. And of course, like Key was picking on him for that.
So
he like really tried to sound more convincing. And honestly, seeing Taemin perform is insane because like when he's not performing, he is like super baby. He talks like a child, you know, and he's like a 30-year-old man. But he just acts cute like normally. It's just his personality. But as soon as like the camera's recording or like the mic starts or like the stage lifts, he's like a different person.
He has like his Sasha Fierce personality when the stage presence turns on. He's like a different person.
The Catholicism jumped out.
Oh my God.
So I think that's why he's like very convincing on the album, but he had to work for it.
I definitely felt like it wasn't his natural way of being, but I didn't hate it at all. It threw me off a little bit because I'm just not used to seeing it from him, but I thought he did a good job. I feel like he was like most like himself, or like how I usually see him, where he has the blue paint on his hands and he's using, you know, his like true singing voice. Minho's chorus, when he sings in his deep register, I was like, I was watching this at work and I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't be watching this at work because I'm like blushing right now. And I also, of course, always love when Anu gets to show off his like vocal chops. He just has like such a beautiful voice, where he like goes off at the end of the song. It's really cool. I can't say enough about the choreo for the couple of music videos that we watched. I think it nicely mixes in like classic hip-hop elements and even like throws back to like familiar and popular dance moves from like the 90s and early aughts that you've seen in like boy group videos and rapping and like hip-hop videos, but they do it without going full cheese. Like, it's not clearly like they're riffing off MC Hammer, but you get vibes of that in their choreo, you know? So I think whoever their choreographer was, A+, amazing.
All right, let's move along to the second song on the album, Juice. Juice means swag, right? Is that what the youths call swag now?
Is it drip? Are juice and drip the same?
I don't know. I feel 1,000 years old.
Yes.
This song has a very strong start. It is also more hip-hop focused, like Hard. So it's a good song to follow up. And I definitely understand why they did stages of this along with Hard. They're definitely same vibe. But I cannot help but think of Lizzo's song, Juice. And I was like, someone needs to make a remix of this, please. The chorus of this really makes me want to shake my ass. And the song is in your face. It's bombastic. And it has these delicious moments where the boys can stunt vocally, but also just vibe. And the song really lends itself to great choreography. I just love that it ends with a microwave ding. That is so fun and stupid and random. I loved it.
So, like Emily said, the choreo's amazing and the performance stages are absolutely insane. I think it's my favorite styling I've seen for them in a very long time. Minho's wearing like a, what's it called? A harness.
I know.
Like two of them. His arms are on full display. And like, I really just like the army green, like colorways and stuff that they have. And Shiny really did say, we don't want anyone learning our choreo.
Literally.
Yeah. And like the backup dancers are like doing like partner dances and like grinding on each other. It's really crazy. And yeah, everything was over the top and wonderful. And I know that while this is an album review and I should be focusing, I guess, on the music, I think that seeing the performance for Juice is like a requirement to the listening experience, much like the other dance-focused tracks like Lucifer, Sherlock, and Everybody. Like, K-pop is, I think, like a multimedia experience. So you can't just listen to the music. You have to see the dance. There's no K-pop without some element of performance or dance. So,
yeah.
And I think that this is definitely like a continuation of the first song, and it exhibits the same kind of confident and cocky tone. And actually, my favorite part of this song was Onyu's vocals in the middle, where it goes like da 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 da. And there's like some really cool footwork in the choreo. I love that part. And I really wish that I could have seen him perform that part as well, like live. But Taemin does a really good job of covering his part during the stages. Oh my God. Overall, really love Juice.
There was a moment in their like choreography video for this where Taemin was in front and Minho and Ki were behind him. And it's like, I think right before the chorus, and they do like this Bob Fosse movement where they like shift their way one way and shift their way the other, all in sync. And I was like, that looks so hypnotizing and so slay. It was so good.
Yes.
Yeah, they clearly kept with like their hip hop elements in this song. And I did like the styling better in this performance video, but I think it's literally because they can't dance with that much clothing on them. The intensity of the choreography does not allow that much clothing. And I really love that they showcased Taemin kind of just doing some solo choreo during this, because like he's such a fucking talented dancer, like showing him doing his damn thing, like it's awesome. I mean, and Minho and Ki, not to downplay them at all, they were also absolutely killing it. I can't even imagine trying to learn the choreography for this song, which is so fast and so precise. They were amazing. However, I will say the amount of lip touching that Ki was doing was sending me and honestly the entire chorus when they perform this live is going to create seismic activity from the fans. It's so sexy, it's so sensual, like it's gonna create like Beatles level screaming, I think.
But from 30 year old women.
But from, yeah, well, 20 to 30 year old women, yes.
Okay, the next song is 10 times or 10x. And I like this jazzy little song. It has a lot of pep, and it reminds me a lot of some of their earlier music. I love the harmony in the chorus. I am such a hoe for the harmonies. Like, Shiny is so good about having balanced harmonies in almost all of their songs. And I thought Minho sounded really good. And I started having an identity crisis on track number 3 because I was like, am I stanning someone other than Taemin? Is Minho my bias record?
To be fair, his vocals are really good in this album overall.
Yeah.
He really shines in this album.
So for me, the second I heard the jazz-inspired riff at the beginning, I knew that this was going to have like a more classic Shiny sound compared to the first two. Just to remind people, it's like, hey, Shawels, don't worry. We can still do this too. And I thought it was a very smooth listen, and it was already sexy sounding without knowing what the lyrics meant. But when I looked up the lyrics, like, you start to understand what they mean by like 10 times. 10 times doing what? And then you're like, oh.
I wrote down some lyrics. I'm drawn to you, forgetting the time. Show me a better way. I can't have this endless night chasing and chasing each other's hearts. I can't help it. You know, wink, wink.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like the jazzy and R&B elements of this song. And I like that Anu and Taemin got like more of a chance to shine with their singing chops. And again, Minho singing in his deeper register makes me feel some sort of way. It really does.
I'm feeling things.
It's like that one member of Stray Kids that I always forget his name.
Felix.
Who has like the deepest voice I've ever heard. It also makes me feel some sort of way. It's a thing.
The next song is Satellite. And they said harmonies in the song. It's a slower tempo jam with an 80s R&B influence. And I really love the falsetto in the chorus. And Minho sounds so good doing the talk singing. He needs to be like an audiobook narrator. He needs a podcast. He needs multiple radio shows. Like, he needs voiceover work. I love it. I need it. I want more of it. And this is a good song to play in the car with like your windows down, but also alone with your headphones listening to him talk sing.
I thought Satellite suited my musical taste very well. And the chorus progression is very much SM, if that makes sense. And also I thought the harmonization in the chorus was very beautiful. And I think while the previous songs were, well, like previous songs in SHINee, or I guess a lot of SHINee songs are about like the listener slash the target of affection falling for them. But now it's like the other way around, with like the satellite being a metaphor to illustrate how they're drawn to the target of affection. I don't know if that makes sense. But I also feel like it's a homage to the fans, since satellites orbit so far away from Earth, you can barely see them. And that's probably why it has a bit of like a somber tone to it, much like a lot of songs in the album, actually. And
crying in the club.
Yep. It's very SHINee as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that this is one of the first songs in the album, other than like the music show songs and the pre-release songs, that I sought to listen outside of the album. So before, I was listening to the album like front to back with all the songs in order, but I really like Satellite so much that I just like, you know, would search it up and listen to it outside of the album.
Yeah, this has already been said, is a very slower song. So for me, immediately I was like, I don't know about this song, but the chorus is actually very pleasant. And like you all said, they sound really good together in the chorus. Not really into the talk singing during the verses. That's kind of that's just a thing with me. I don't really like it that much. And it's not like a song that I would necessarily put in regular rotation, but I wouldn't skip it if it came up either. My feelings are overall meh. But I don't know, Chan is making me rethink my feelings. Like I should listen to it a few more times before passing judgment.
Influencer.
Okay, the next song is Identity. And my notes say, okay, we're getting a little dancey now. And I am 100% here for it. I love the bridge to the chorus sung by Anu and then later Key. Just builds so much hype for the chorus. And Taemin is getting so sassy on his second verse. I am just like really, really into the song. And their voices just sound amazing. The lyrics, I think, can be taken as like, I don't want to hide myself in a relationship, but also I can see it as we're not hiding who we are as individuals in the music industry, in K-pop, you know.
I thought that this was a very good compliment to Satellite, because it's also like a very contemporary sounding song. And also takes a bit of a darker tone as well. And like you said, it has themes of not really wanting to hide their real selves. I would like to thank SHINee for inventing EDM. Because their dance tracks are always a bop. But yeah, the style of music really feels right at home for them. And it reminds me kind of like a more mellow version of Dream Girl.
I also really like the sound of the song. And I like the lyrics even more because I was watching the lyric music videos and my mind immediately went to sexuality, like not trying to hide. Yeah, happy pride. But I do highly doubt that's what the song is about, unfortunately, but maybe secretly, maybe. And I like just overall that the message is empowering. I like when K-pop songs go that direction.
This album was released in June for the gays,
for us specifically.
The next song is The Feeling. I think this is my favorite song on the album besides Juice. They're tied right now for me. It's the SHINee Beach Episode music video. It really boggles my mind how they made like an EDM song with jazzy trumpets and it still sounds good and amazing. In many ways, it reminds me of second gen songs, but with a modern twist. And this one is really for the Shallwalls. I really wanted Anu to get a haircut, though. I was like, boy,
no.
The mullet, no.
It's
in full-on mullet territory. And they were all wearing grandma sweaters, like embroidered grandma sweaters, which
that's trending.
Yeah, they're trying to be coastal grandmothers.
I wrote down, I'm like, is this a fashion trend now? Is the like embroidered parties? Wow. Okay. Well, they're on trend, but it just reminds me of grandmas. Everyone was wearing shorts that also looked like skirts. Like at first glance, I was like, oh, they're wearing skirts. How slay. But no, they're just like really wide legged shorts. And also that they had like a ping pong ball fight. And I had to giggle about that. So
yeah. You're just boys being boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing going on there. Absolutely not.
So this was also my favorite song on the track. And there was a lot of things that may have influenced this, but I guess the first one was that it was used as a pre-release for their 15th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was one of the first songs that was released like out of the entire album. And I listened to it on YouTube again and again because they didn't release like the official audio. So I just like, you know, half of those views, they're mine. I remember like crying when I saw the music video because it just felt right. It really did feel like it was for the fans and was like a perfect shiny song. It was nostalgic and sweet at the same time. And I really loved the trumpets and the classic electronic instruments. And of course, like it really highlighted shiny's vocal talents. And interesting enough, I think that Okinawa was a good location choice for the video because they didn't just showcase like the tropical beaches or like the more touristy sides of Okinawa, but instead like more of the mundane things like the local streets and the parking lots and like mm-hmm. shots of random stray cats and the boys just like walking around and just vibing. And I think that's very shiny as well. You know, mm-hmm. they have a very like boy next door vibe, but at the same time, mm-hmm. it's still very fresh and, you know, a place that you want to go to. Like Okinawa is still like a very desirable location to go to. And of course, like, you know, they have a huge success in Japan as well. So I think it was very intentional that they chose Okinawa as like the filming location. Mm-hmm. And while the song Hard looks more at the past with how much they've overcome, I think that the feeling looks more towards the future with more optimism, with lines like, I want to feel again, mm-hmm. and like being at peace with whatever adversities may come up ahead.
My first line is Katy Perry screams, do you ever feel like a plastic bag? I was like, are those plastic bags? And I was like, oh, I get it. They're the plastic bags, I guess. I don't really know. I didn't really get that imagery very much, but I thought it was funny. I really loved the house beat of this song, and I liked the deliberate shot of the cat. That was very cute. And just like the shots of them like having fun and singing together on the beach and on the hillside are just so adorable and heartwarming. And I really, really like the messaging of this song, but maybe not the plastic pollution that happens at the end. I don't know, Chan, maybe you could dissect that for me, but I didn't get that very much.
I'm formulating it right now.
And the lyric, I want to feel again, is very relatable. Very relatable.
Our next song is Like It. This song reminds me a lot of Dream Girl. I think we all agree. I think all of our notes say that it's a lot like Dream Girl, like a chill Dream Girl. It's a mm-hmm. mid-tempo song with a strong drum beat, and each of the boys had a chance to shine in this song.
Mm-hmm. This will not be the first or last time I mention Dream Girl in this album review. I don't really have much to say about it other than it really flows nicely from the feeling, and it's like a more mellow and retro-sounding version of some of their earlier EDM tracks.
Yeah, it's a super easy song to listen to. I agree. It sounds a lot like Dream Girl. Definitely a mid-tempo song that I would put in my rotation for the vibes.
The next song is Sweet Misery. And the boys are getting breathy on this track. The song flows really well with the feeling and like it. My notes just say, is Minho my bias wrecker? I cannot stop being flustered by his vocals. Who am I? I can also see this song being in like a K-drama. It definitely has the vibes for that.
Taemin said that this is one of his favorite songs, so I have to listen to my king. And also, I get why it's one of his favorite songs. It's very him, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like 80s inspired house ? And like the instrumentals also have a darker tone. I really love just dark sounding songs, so yeah, I like it. Yeah, I don't really have a lot to say other than like this and the last three songs kind of close off the album in a way that I haven't seen an album close off in a long time, in a good way. Mm-hmm. And that was a very unique way to like close the album off.
Yeah, I really liked how like big and like epic this song sounds. The song had a lot of body, I guess you could say. I really liked the like overall sad tone of the song. I think it really resonated with like the heartbreak and the heartache that they're singing about. Like it all matched very well together. I really liked the song.
Our next song is Insomnia. This is the first song that I would classify as like a true ballad on the album, but Minho and Key are like rapping over it. So take that as you will. It's not your average ballad. The song is about midnight feelings. Wink, wink. I mean, I wrote down lyrics that give me that L, give me that O, give me that B-I-N-G, give me that thing, give me that key, give me that pill that I need, give me that who, give me that you, even your shaking breaths, only your sad eyes in those harsh words. You know what it's about. Something is keeping you up. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I know I mentioned Dream Girl for the two songs, but this one actually is pulling very heavily on like the dream themes.
Yeah.
Even if the sound is a little different. And this may be one of the most serious sounding Shiny albums in general. And the lyrics aren't a bit sad. The music is. That's kind of like the vibes I get for it. But in the case of this song, they have both like a bittersweet and like longing feeling to them. And also just this, as a side note, I'm not really sure if this album has anything that I would consider like ballad tracks. I think that the, you know, BPM for all the songs is like quite high, and like there's no like swells or like
there's
things
no,
that
like,
I would consider. Yeah.
Piano and vocals.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is
piano,
one of
violin.
The
electronic. Yeah.
It's slow tempo enough for me to consider it a ballad for this album, but it's not. I'm going to sit down and play a little song on the piano and sing soulfully.
I think this song makes a lot of sense in coming right after Sweet Misery in the album. And I think it digs even deeper into that like heartache and misery feeling. I really think that the slow, jazzy influence of the song really mimicked like the feeling of being awake and also miserable. And specifically the phrases that they use in their lyrics for deep midnight and thick insomnia, like all of those really resonated with me and helped drive home the meaning of the song. It sounded like insomnia, like miserable insomnia.
Wink, wink.
Insomnia, but make it horny.
Literally. Okay, this is the last song on the album. This is Gravity. You are mine. Gravity, gravity, yeah.
자석처럼 날 끌려가 Gravity, gravity, yeah 이 느낌은 늘 can't deny Gravity, gravity, yeah 길을 잃어도 다시 나
We end the album with, I said it was another ballad, but debatable. Their voices sound angelic, but I was a little bit bored with the song. I want K-pop albums in general to like stop ending with the ballads. Like they always throw in the ballad at the end because they're like, yeah, we know no one's really going to want to be pumped to listen to this. We'll just put it at the end. Just cut it. We don't need it. Bangers only.
So I am the debater. I don't think that this is a very typical ballad at the end of the album. However, I actually don't mind that trend. And actually, one of my favorite Shiny albums have like three ballads in it just because I really like that it showcases their voice in a way that a lot of their EDM songs can't. Mm-hmm. But I like that this is a very sweet song and it closes the album off in like a very good way. Like it gives the album the closure it needs after some of their like more somber songs. This one's like quite optimistic. And I think that's a very good companion song to Satellite, with Gravity focusing more on finding a way back to the ones you love because it's just natural like gravity. And some people think that the lyrics were inspired by or about Jonghyun, which I could see. And I really like that they're always making an attempt to like remember him in all the comebacks. Like they're not so shy about like talking about him in like interviews and stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. So I really liked Gravity. And I wonder if they'll ever go back to singing a typical ballad. I'm waiting for the next Shiny ballad. Mm-hmm. And I think this would be also wonderful to hear like during a concert as well. Like ending a concert off with this, I think would be very sweet.
I could 100% see this song being used as like an ending song for a romance related K-drama and it being like really sweet. And I just had to add from my nerdy perspective that they were actually using some sound logic in their lyrics. Like if the two masses of love grow larger, they will exert stronger gravitational pulls on each other. And that's my little science tidbit to end it off. But I really like what you said, Chan, about it being kind of like a tribute to Jonghyun, like that warms my heart.
So what did y'all think of the album as a whole? I thought it was a really strong album and it kind of had a little something for everyone. It had something for the OG Shiny fans. It had, you know, stuff that's really new and on trend and fresh. And it also had like this retro nostalgic kind of deal. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really good.
I also thought this was a very solid album, and it's one of the few albums, not just within Shiny's discography, but like in general, that I can listen to front to back without skipping any of the songs. I thought it was very cohesive and like well thought out, not only with like the song genres, but also with like the lyrics and the theme. But to be fair, Shiny consistently puts out amazing studio albums, so I wasn't really expecting any less of them this time. However, because they put out such amazing studio albums, comparing it with like their other albums felt a little bit unfair, because while I did think that the album as a whole was solid, there weren't a lot of like standout tracks or like single songs, except maybe like The Feeling, that had me obsessed like I usually get with Shiny songs. You know, a lot of the songs maybe outside of the album don't stand out on their own, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, because like if you're thinking about album composition, I think it's better to have all the songs be like cohesive. However, the performances on all their songs, from what I saw of their recent concert, tells me that they plan to showcase all of these songs to the fullest potential. So I'm pretty sure that my mind will change if I ever see any of this live, because they've prepared a lot into like the performance aspect of this album, which I'm very looking forward to.
Yeah, I don't have much to say. You guys kind of said it all. I really it's totally fine. I really like this album a lot. I will say that a few of the songs, like I said, when we were doing our reviews, I wouldn't necessarily put in my rotation, but I really did like more of the banger songs. And honestly, a lot of the mid-tempo and some of the slow songs as well. Honestly, if I had to give it like a rating out of 10, it would be a solid 9 out of 10. Like if there were more bangers, it would have been a 10 out of 10 for me. But I really did like the majority, the grand majority of the songs on this album.
All right, let's wrap up this episode with our weekly K-pop recommendations. Shocker, I am going to recommend Juice by SHINee.
I'm going to recommend, is it okay if it's not a SHINee song?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Poison by NCT Dream, because my second favorite K-pop group also just came back, and I have that song on rotation. Listen to IST Day, everyone.
I'm going to be completely predictable and recommend Hard.
Hashtag nice. Thank y'all so much for listening to this album review. And thank you, Chan, for joining us all the way from across the world. I know that's morning for you and nighttime for us, but we appreciate your valuable insight as a Shawol.
Anytime. Yes.
You can find Soulmates on Facebook, facebook.com/soulmatespodcast.
You can check us out on Instagram at Soulmates Podcast. We have our link tree there, which links to all of our relevant social media accounts.
Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com.
Check us out on YouTube under our channel name, Soulmates Podcast. We have lots of videos to watch.
And this program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Spotify, wherever you're listening right now. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe. I don't know. Ring the bell. Hit that like button. We're here every other Friday for you. And when we're not there every other Friday, we usually put out like a little notice. So we'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.